Coach, been a tremendous run for the Indians. You spent the last 5 years in 1A, and they all ended with trips to the state championship game. You have a couple of titles, and I know last year didn't end the way you wanted to, but still, it's been a remarkable run there in Strasburg.
Kevin, it really has. We've had just such a great program that, you know, started several years ago with Coach Geiger, and I've been, you know, fortunate enough to be part of it. And then after taking over, we just have such a culture right now within the community. A lot of kids that want to come out and play football, and, you know, they know the importance of it, and they just give everything to it. And you're right. We didn't I've said that about 100 times regarding our state championship game last year. You know, the game didn't end, obviously, the way we wanted to, but I tell you what, the season went exactly the way we thought it would.
Yeah, and just getting to the state championship was a long trip, even though it was a shortened season. Just getting kids on the field and the ability to play each and every week, that was stressful for everybody involved.
It was stressful for coaches, it was stressful for parents, and more importantly, it was stressful for the kids. No matter how much, you know, you think kids are pretty resilient, they have to hear the same things, and they have to go through the same protocols and hear the things that they think are, you know, in their minds, silly. They just kept coming out every day and working through any of the adversarial things. And I tell you what, they just really came together.
Yeah, and you got a semblance of a normalcy, I guess, over the summer. Your group got to go down to CSU Pueblo for a team camp there.
We did. You know, it was back and forth. You know, Chassa originally said you could have a team camp, and then it was a no-contact camp, and then all of a sudden it could be a full-contact camp. And we're a program that we love to go to team camps. I think it gives us a really good opportunity to kind of see where we're at. And this team, you know, we got a fairly young team, especially in our skill positions, and we had a lot of holes to fill. And so we really took advantage of team camp to see kind of where we're at and see what kind of a football team I think we're going to have this year.
And you mentioned culture at the top of the interview. That's going to come into play because, as you mentioned, you're going to be young in the backfield. You have a quarterback. I'm guessing it's going to be Landon Martin. He's got good bloodlines there. And Talon Hall does come back, and Zach Marrero's back. But a lot of new faces for you skill-wise.
We really do. And that's the thing, too, is, you know, especially with the COVID year last year, we just didn't get the JV games that we wanted. And with a kid or two here and there being quarantined, we just didn't get a lot of experience. But you bring up Landon. Landon comes from a background of, you know, his two older brothers both were, you know, very good quarterbacks for Strasburg. Both went on to play college football. So Landon has the DNA. He's young. He's inexperienced, but he's got a good feel for the game. He's starting to get a good feel for our offense. And so I think Landon, you know, he's gonna be raw, and he's gonna make mistakes. We just got to make sure that he understands that he's just got to keep pushing through those things.
Right up front, if I remember right, I was looking for your roster from the state game, and I can't find it. If you saw my desk, you'd know why. But if I remember right, you were pretty young up front, so you should have some experience coming back there.
Actually, we have our offensive line this year is going to be all seniors. Four returning starters. So
okay.
We do have a lot of experience coming back. In fact, one of the kids that is going to take over a starting role, he had a lot of playing time. So I think that's going to be some place that we're really going to look to rely on is our offensive line. Really good football players, good kids, hard workers, and they understand. They understand our offense, and I think they're going to come out and do some really good things.
Yeah, that'll be a strength of your club. Flip it over to the defensive side. I know you're only 3-4 days into practice as we record this, but what's your thoughts on the group on that side?
We got some seniors that played a lot of football. We've got our Matthias Brown. He's been our second leading tackler the last 2 years. He's a senior this year. Really has stepped up. A real good leader. He really understands the defense well, really brings other kids along. In fact, the other day we got done with practice and I looked over and he had some of the younger kids over there and some bag drills just trying to show them their steps and their reads. So, I mean, he's really showed that he's going to, you know, be a leader on this football team. Other than that, we've got some kids in the secondary that they're newer. We've kind of had to move them around. We lost two senior safeties and Tristan Graff and Jack Swanson last year, so we've kind of had to move a couple kids from corners to safeties. Right now, they really look like they're doing a great job. I think they're going to be pretty aggressive, and I think they'll really add some things to our football team.
Your group will get tested right out of the gate. Platte Valley's up first on your schedule. Tradition Rich out of 2A used to be a league rival. Then Yuma, Lyman, Centauri, Bennett, and Highland open up league play. So nothing easy the first 5, 6, 7 weeks of the year for you.
You know, Kevin, I knew my schedule was bad, and then you said that. I started wondering, who was the guy that made that schedule come up?
Yeah, I would have that guy a talk.
Yeah, you know, it is. It is a tremendous schedule we have, but I'm so looking forward to it. And the funny thing is these kids, I have such a good chemistry. The kids have such a good chemistry together. They are so looking forward to these football games. They know they're going to be tough. I mean, there's not one football team on that first six that you could even take a step back with. Such good talent, so many good players coming back, such good coached football team. So it is going to be a rough first 6 weeks.
And back to my first question where we talked about what a tremendous run it's been with 5 consecutive trips to the finals and a couple of titles there to get that run going. Do you talk about keeping that thing alive, you know, when you sit down with your team here early on in the season, or is that just so far off you don't worry about it?
You know, Kevin, we can't worry about that. And something that I've done since I became the head coach, we don't ever look back at the prior season. You know, when practice comes along, we have everybody strip off their S's, you know, their decals, all their award markers. We have them strip those helmets clean because I tell them, we have yet to accomplish anything. This football team has yet to win a football game, yet to score a point, yet to make a tackle, I said. And we've kind of gone through that every year. We love the fact that we've played in 5 state championships. I think that, like you said, it builds a lot of culture. It builds a lot of confidence in our football team. But I also know that these guys go into the season going, you know what, that was last year. Now what are we going to do this year? How are we going to respond this year? So that's been successful for us, and that's kind of how we went through this season again, too.